G'day, Mark. Mark.
G'day, Luke. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, well, of course you're good. It's a Friday.
Well, I'm good every day, mate, but I just have different levels of good, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to have a chat about social media. I've never, ever been on Facebook, never been on ticking of the tock or whatever it's called.
No, I've never ticked the tock either.
No, or any of those ones, but more the dark side of things. We've got a young 11-year-old daughter, and she was getting groomed by a pedophile.
Jesus, how did you discover this?
She started to get a bit secretive about things and stuff, and so we thought we'd have a look at her iPad, and yeah, it had been going on for 2 months.
She's 11.
Yep, and 11.
Did the person she was conversing with, was it, by the way, what social media platform is this?
Snapchat.
Okay, I don't know anything, I don't do that either. So did she have your permission to be on Snapchat, number one?
Yeah, because she normally conversates with her friends over it from school. So,
yeah.
Yeah, she was on there for that.
Because she is so young, and I promise you I'm not pointing the finger, God, I'm glad my kids are grown up and gone, because it's a nightmare. Are there child-type filters that you were able to use, and did you use them?
Yeah, there is, but then they can still chat to anyone. Like, this person was posing as an 18-year-old, which would still be wrong.
That is still massively wrong with an 11-year-old.
Exactly. So, yeah, we went in there and had a look at some of these conversations. So
what were they saying? What were they saying?
Oh, asking for photos of her in the school dress. Can you do handstands? a lot of out there stuff. So, yeah, we got straight on to the federal police.
And then what happened?
Well, they were so good about it. They were straight back to us, gave us a case manager. In the end, the good news was it wasn't anyone in Australia, so there was no able to hook up and do anything perverse with her. But, yeah, they were in Manila. And so pretty much the federal police said, you know, their government don't really worry about it too much. They tracked the person and found them. But, yeah.
Did they? That's through Interpol?
Yep.
Wow, this is frightening.
Yep,
this is every parent's nightmare.
Yep.
So he was grooming her, you said, for a couple of months?
Yep, two months.
So I'm sorry, just a lesson for other parents listening. She's 11. He was 18, which is doesn't make it any better. It was an adult pursuing a young child. What were the warning signals? I want to know that.
Just that she'd sort of shut down the iPad when we went anywhere near her, go to her, and they're not allowed to have their devices in their bedrooms, but, you know, started to try and sneak off to the bedroom more than often.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and just, as I say, shut it down and be very sort of hunched over it and secretive.
So her behaviour changed?
Yes, very much so.
So she went from being, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Everything was fine, open, an open, lovely little girl. Suddenly she became secretive. Am I right?
Yep, you're exactly right.
And you noticed it pretty much straight away.
Yeah, as soon as it sort of started happening, we grabbed her iPad and opened it up and, yeah, well, there
you,
it all.
Did you take it off her?
Yeah, she got banned for it for a while.
When you took her iPad and you knew all her passwords?
Yeah, of course we do.
Of course you did. Did she throw a tantrum? What was her reaction when you said, we want your iPad, hand it over?
Oh, well, we'd already found it before we asked to hand it over. She'd gone to bed one night and we logged it and had a look. And so the next morning, yeah, it was, look at what's this.
And then when you confronted her, what happened?
Well, she just thought it was an 18-year-old boy. And, yeah, she was so naive to it all. And, you know, she didn't send any photos, luckily.
If she was naive and thought it was all innocent, why did she become secretive? That's my question, Mark. She must have known that you and your wife would not approve of what was being said. That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, typical 11-year-old, I suppose, thinking that she'd found her first young love or whatever, when, you know, just and she's in that difficult stage where she's just sort of starting to grow up. And, yeah, I guess she just thought, oh, I don't want mum and dad to know about this. And, yeah, it's out there. It's scary.
What's your advice for other parents listening now?
Put all the locks on there you can. That's what the federal police told us. We now have a locked out of so many different, I don't know how you even explain it, but different levels of platforms in there. We just have a locked out and she can only talk to certain people. And, yeah, but she knows she's done wrong. So I don't think she'll ever do it again. But, yeah, she was naive to the situation.
I'm just taking some notes. That is frightening stuff, and I'm so glad that you rang, because you read about this stuff. I mean, I read these stories all the time. I haven't actually spoken to somebody that's had such a close call.
Yep, and it was scary. Like, you know, some was saying before we found out where they actually were, he was like, you didn't take any photos with our house number on them or anything like that, so they know where we live. And he was locking the house down like Fort Knox.
So just to go back through your steps, when you discovered that she was being groomed by an adult and he was asking her to show photos in her school uniform, can you do handstands in your school uniform? Jesus. You got straight onto the federal police. Take me through that process.
We first contacted them by internet, and then after that they said that we'll give you a call and gave us a case manager. And then they asked us to upload some of the data and stuff for them and send that through of the conversations. And with Snapchat, some of it disappears straight away if you don't actually keep it. So some stuff may have went on that we didn't even actually see.
Yeah. But I don't understand Snapchat, never used it, never seen it. So how does it work to your knowledge? Maybe Jess knows. Jess is very, very clever with all of this. Go on.
Yeah, the same. I've never used it, but I believe from what I'm told that, yes, if they want to delete a message, it's only there for several minutes and then it's gone.
Yes.
But then they can save some of the stuff if they want to see it again or whatever.
Now, who gets to delete it? The sender or the sendee? The person who sends it or the person who receives it or both? I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, Luke.
All right, someone can
tell me. I don't understand it either.
Because when you were able to get hold of her laptop and see all this correspondence, obviously a lot of it was still there. No one had deleted it. You with me?
Yeah, exactly.
Jess, you there?
Yeah, wow.
Jess, wow.
Yeah, really. Wow, you're so lucky, Mark. That's a really close call, thank goodness. And I think it's great having you on because I'm sure other parents are in similar situations. And look, to anyone whose kids have sent photos, there's still a future for your kids. You know, it's not the end of the world. People make mistakes as young people. We do silly, silly things. And with the internet, it's scary. So thanks for coming on and being so honest. I think you've probably helped a lot of people.
Yeah, well, hopefully so. That was the plan of it all, pretty much.
Jess, why don't we call it now?
Amazing call, Mark. I think you are caller of the week. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Cheers. Thanks, Jess.
You've got to be caller of the week. And I wasn't expecting that. And right at the end of the show, at the end of the week, your call hopefully has given a heads up and some help to a lot of other parents, and it can happen so easily.
Mm.
Yep, 2 months, didn't even know it was happening.
Yeah, it's frightening. It's terrifying, but these are the things we need to talk about because it happens. You know, some people prefer to just pretend it doesn't exist. They don't want to have these conversations. A lot of people are in denial, and this is our reality and this is our future, so we really need to be open about it.
Jess, you're my link to the modern world. What Snapchat? Do you do Snapchat, Jess? Have you ever done it? What is it?
Yeah, used to. They're all really similar now, but the main premise is just sending a photo of yourself, and it only lasts for a few seconds, but you can always screenshot. So
how come Mark's 11-year-old daughter's conversations with this pedophile, how come the record was still there when Mark confiscated the computer? How come it didn't disappear, Jess?
Because you can save messages on Snapchat. So if you want to save the other person's messages, you can save them, and they cannot, they don't have any control over deleting that on your end.
So, Mark, do you think your daughter saved these messages because she was flattered? Do you think in her naive 11-year-old way she was falling in love?
I think so, and I think she, wanted to read back through them. I mean, there's other stuff I could tell you, but I can't tell you online, on live, because, some of the other stuff that was said was, totally out there.
So it was lewd? It was sexually suggestive?
Very, very.
Very. What did the federal... When you contacted the federal police, take us through that.
As I say, we... got on contact with them online, and then the officer rang my wife and on several occasions, and tracked him down to Manila, and he ended up being a 35-year-old, but nothing ended up happening out of it, because they said it, their police have to chase it up, and we can tell you now that they won't.
Was there any suggestion in the message that they meet, that he come to Australia? Was there any of that?
He said, "I wish you were here, and so we could be together and stuff like that." Yeah,
It's really easy to make fake profiles. I mean, especially with all these anonymous accounts on Instagram, and it's so strange that they don't delete them. You know, there are people who have no photo, no followers, no friends, no posts, and they're just doing whatever they want on the internet. No idea who they are, and it's scary how many profiles you can open up in a day. I could probably open 100 if I wanted to today. Just keep creating emails and making new ones.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Yeah, no worries, Luke. And I just want to put a shout out too to your little mate Joe. I ordered his Swift Grow on Monday with that deal, 2-for-1, and it arrived yesterday already by Thursday.
Fantastic. It is the best thing you'll ever use on your garden. And I only endorse clients I believe in. And Joe is like part of our family now, isn't he?
He is. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Mark, you've won Caller of the Week. You have to have won Caller of the Week. And I wasn't expecting it right here at the end of the show. You've won a Triple M T-shirt, a month of Nature Bee Power Pollen, and you've won another litre of Swift Grow, okay?
Beautiful. Thank you.
Jess, can you look after Mark? And Mark's conversation will be on our podcast today. Tell your friends about it. That is unbelievable. She was 11. 11. And there were the warning signs. Take heed. 133-53 is the telephone number. The people you meet here on the night shift, eh?